نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Tonight is a night that it is very precious night for Muslims. Tonight is the night of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the month of Dhul Hijjah, where is tomorrow will be Eid al-Adha, Eid of the holiday of sacrifice. And sacrifice is to sacrifice anything for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give everything in His way, try to as much as possible in this month to complete this month, because it is one of the months that war is not allowed in it, killing is not allowed in it. Even to kill an animal in when you are in ihram means when you are performing hajj, you have no right to kill even a worm, unless if it is something urgent to kill, then it's okay if it is poisonous or so on. But this month is very precious month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice the best of what he has. Sayyidina Ibrahim didn't have children, and that's why he married Sayyida Hajar, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a child. And he became old, and he married, and Allah gave him Ismail, and Allah wanted to test him. So here a question mark comes. Allah tests His prophets? Are not His prophets ma'sumun? Means they don't commit a sin? They are protected from committing a sin. Although that is true, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still testing His prophets, and Sayyidina Ibrahim is one of these prophets that been tested with a big test, not a simple test. Sometimes we have a test coming to us, Allah sending something, a difficulty. Really, it is a difficulty, and people cannot take it, and we cannot take it. But compared to what Prophet has been tested for, it's furthermore, much more. Cannot be described. Imagine someone who doesn't have a child and get a child, and Allah order him in dream, Ya Ibrahim, go and slaughter your son, sacrifice your son for me. Slaughter your son. Slaughter. Slaughter with a knife. Put him on the rock. Altar. Take the knife and cut his neck. Who can do that? إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت رؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين
He saw in the dream, that is how usually we have to say, our prophets has to say, that we saw a dream. Look, humbleness of prophets. They didn't say, we received it by Jibreel alayhi salam, in order to lower, humble themselves. Today, people who has permission to give a suhba or a zikr, he will not say, I saw a vision, I saw a dream. He say, I saw a vision. Some people like that, this little bit foolish representatives, they have sickness, arrogant sickness. Instead of saying, oh, we saw Maulana in a dream saying this, they don't, Maulana is talking to me, he's saying this to you. See, a prophet, Sayyidina Ibrahim, the father of prophets, he was saying, I saw a dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering me to slaughter my son Ismail. In this month, Dhul Hijjah. What he said? He said, oh my son, when he took him with him to the mountain, he's saying, we are going to play hide and seek. The son is hide and long time ago. It's not something. He covered his eyes. And he said, we are going to play
hide and seek. You want to play with me? He said, yes, my father, I like to play with you hide and seek. He said, okay, let me cover your eyes. He said, oh, my father, why you are covering my eyes? For what? What you want? Don't cover my eyes, I'm ready. Fulfill the order. He knows. He's young, 9 years of age, already knew what was the order for his father to sacrifice his son, the only son that he got it after his age 90 years. He said, I'm ready. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll say the story for Jummah. So, the importance is he went along to sacrifice his son, which is the most precious. Is that? What his son told him? And we'll say it tomorrow, inshallah. But in any case, the son said something, the father said something. And what is now our duty is to learn that this month is the month of sacrifice. And what is the best to sacrifice for Allah's sake is to stop committing sins. Stop committing forbiddens. And what are these forbiddens? People, they say, oh, forbiddens is oh, I must not look at something haram. That's correct. But that is not the only thing. Most important is to keep your anger down. No one of us can keep his anger down. Why people, they divorce? Huh? Because they get angry with each other. Husband and wife, why they divorce? Because they get angry with each other. What is our duty? Is to sacrifice our ego by putting our anger under our feet. When you get angry, say Astaghfirullah. That's what Allah likes. He likes us to stop doing carrying on ourselves or wearing the bad characteristics. For people to get angry is from shaitan. In Zilhijjah, shaitan is being chained. If you make a sacrifice to Allah, you say, Ya Rabbi, I'm not going to do anything this month, help me. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave you to shaitan? But we don't think like that. We never thought about it that, oh, Dhul-Hijjah is the month of sacrifice. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Means we must fast from everything that is haram. In Dhul-Hijjah we have to sacrifice ourselves, our egos, from all kind of bad desires. And the first trunk of the bad desires is anger. Can anyone say, raise his hand and say, I'm not angry at all in my life? Ask Tahir, first one. Huh? You get angry? All the time. Hussein? Get angry? All the time. All of us. Husband and wife, they cannot. If the husband made a mistake and the wife cannot stand it, she wants to fight. If the wife made a mistake, the husband cannot stand it, he wants to fight. No one is patient on the other one. And that's why you find a lot of problems today. This month, especially this year, 1430, it's not 1430? Yeah, it is. 1430, it's number 8. 8 is a number that, number for earthly difficulties. That if it coincides with a number 8, there will be a lot of problems around the world. And if you add 1430, it will give you number 8. That number means there is going to happen on earth a lot of problems, preparing for heavenly support to appear for restoring back whatever has been damaged. And first, what is damaged is the heart of Muslims. Their hearts are damaged already. There is no way anyone can clean them and purify them and bring them back to normal without heavenly support. That's why awliyaullah are there looking there today. They were looking during the day, not our time, but their time, time of Madinatul Munawwara, time of Makkah, time of Sham. These three cities are the time on the, in these three cities coincide with the time in heavens, the real time. Today, pilgrimage, as every year, they go to Jabal al-Rahma in Arafat. And today, Awliya Allah, where all their visions and their sights are on that mountain in Arafat. It's a hill, but it's high. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hajjat al-Wida' wa Khutbat al-Wida', he stood up there on Jabal al-Rahma, mountain of mercy, and he gave his last speech. This year, Awliya Allah, they are looking at that mountain. It's not a mountain, it's an elevated hill. They were looking for that one who is carrying and bringing heavenly support to human beings, and especially to Muslims, to restore what has been damaged of their hearts. He and his khulafa and deputies, 99 of them, were with him. They were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to authorize them in order to clean what has been done by oppressors. There, their matter is in the hand of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet takes from the divine presence and delivers. Now it is in the hand of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waiting for the appropriate time to give authority and permission for that one whom Prophet described in many, many ahadith about يخرج ولد من أولادي يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا كما ملئت ظلما وجورا. One of my grandchildren will appear filling the earth with justice as it's filled with oppression. That key is not yet delivered, is going to be delivered soon, in order that what Allah likes to happen is going to happen on earth. That's why Awliya Allah, they are not saying next year, but they are saying might be tomorrow. What we are waiting for tomorrow, if it didn't happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow. If it didn't happen tomorrow, it's going to happen after tomorrow. If not this month, next month. If not this year, next year, but it's going to happen. For Allah, time is not so important. Sayyidina Musa asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy for him the tyrant. Fir'aun was a tyrant, hurting Bani Israel, giving lot of troubles and difficulties to Bani Israel, killing them. Sayyidina Musa asking, Ya Rabbi, destroy for me that tyrant. And Allah said, Alaysa subhu bi qarib, Ya Musa. Don't worry, Fajr is no need, is so near. Subh is so near, yeah, it means... He was asking at night, and Allah said, wait, Fajr is coming quickly. And that Fajr took 40 years. 40 years. And in Holy Quran is saying, Alaysa subhu bi qarib, it's very soon. Only night comes, goes, and morning comes, that is it.
But it took 40 years. Awliya Allah are waiting. Anyone who can recite, in this day which passed already, 1,000 kulu Allahu ahad, and 1,000 la ilaha illallah, will be written as if he had sacrificed for Allah's sake and throw away from his heart all these bad manners. If he is able to recite 1,000 kulu Allahu ahad and 1,000 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, عليها نحيا وعليها نموت وعليها نلقى الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله عفوك ورضاك يا الله. So people are, they are planning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not planning, Allah planned. Allah, kun fayakun. What he wanted, it's already done. It's not every day is a day different from other day. I have to plan for tomorrow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be known, kuntu kanzan makhfiyan fa aradtu an u'raf fa khalaqtu al-khalq fa bihi arafuni. I was a hidden treasure, I wanted to be known, I created creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the best of humanity, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah, ya Rahmatan lil alameen, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Shafi'a al-Muznibin, as-salatu wa salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh wa maghfiratuh wa ridwanu alayka fil alameen, innahu hamidun majid. Allah created the best of creation. His light, the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being created from that moment. What came with the creation of Prophet, what everything related to that creation already is planned for them. What relate to this creation is whatever Allah created. Whatever Allah created, from angels to human beings to nature to oceans to mountains and to universe, all these universes that we are part of it, and you might not be you might not see the earth even in this system, in this galaxy, you cannot see the earth. If they want to put a dot for the earth, cannot be seen even. With all this huge universe, with what is in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already planned it. He doesn't need to plan. It's only now is executed. Now you are seeing it. But what happened, what is being planned, is planned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his plan, is, that's why prophets, they have predictions. Predictions on what?
When Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted the signs of the last days, he predicted on what? He predicted on the, we call it prediction, nubu'at, but it is already, it's fact that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew about it because it is planned. And the secret of it, was given to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, when he was in that time, if we can say time, when he was being created from Allah's light. What Allah created first is the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From that moment, already Prophet been notified. That's why he said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا
وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
He taught Adam all the names. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ He taught Adam all the names of what? All the name of all creation. He taught, why he taught Adam? Because of the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, the reality, the secret of Sayyidina Muhammad on the forehead of Sayyidina Adam. He was giving it to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the sake and honor of Prophet, he was teaching Adam. But in reality, it's coming to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's good standing for the name of Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So, Sayyidina, what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, what is going to happen, it's for him like already it's a knowledge for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he created from when there was no creation, created, there was no one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah cannot accept partner, cannot accept anyone with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Others are servants. Every life creature, even a pebble, is a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he created, even worms under stones in deep in the sand, their knowledge being given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he gave him the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran is knowledge cannot be known. It's a knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to those who can understand. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah, he was, as Grand Sheikh mentioned, he was so deeply falling very deep in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holy words. Means he was in love of the Holy Quran. He was saying that even the ink, Even the ink of the Holy Quran is precious. As soon as a letter even, or a word been written, that ink becomes holy for him. Imam Shafi'i, what he used to say? He used to say, if one word, the reward of one word that you read from Holy Quran, he just read, let's say, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي.
قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا.
Even if the water were ink to write Allah's words, the oceans will finish and Allah's words never finish. What Allah's words? Allah's words, we know, the Holy Quran. Means the secret of Holy Quran. Because if you take a pen and take ink, ink will, even if you wrote the whole Quran from beginning to end, that ink is going to, might we take one pot of ink, the whole Quran. But he's saying the oceans will finish and Allah's word never finish. Means the secret that comes from the Holy Quran, of secrets coming from the words of Holy Quran, from the verses of Holy Quran, there are so much that if you keep writing from beginning of dunya to end of dunya and using the oceans as ink, the oceans will finish and this still the interpretation of the Holy Quran will not finish. And this has been given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This has been given to Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is not sitting on the shelves like what we are seeing, this on the shelves. We are seeing Holy Quran standing there, sitting there. What is inside the Holy Quran? No one even can understand or can fully understand it, because it is more oceans. That whatever you explain, there are more secrets in it. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. Oceans will finish and Allah's words will not finish. Allah's words means secret of Holy Quran will never finish. So it means when you read a verse of Holy Quran, or a word of Holy Quran, how much secrets will be with it? When you say, for example, Alif Lam Mim, if oceans were ink and you write the secrets of Alif Lam Mim, oceans will finish and the secrets of Alif Lam Mim never finish. Means how much reward you will be getting. On, because when you read the word, every secret comes with it. But it's veiled from you. You cannot see it, you cannot understand it. But it's there. Like they give you a general description of a medicine. But at the end, and on the what you call it, brochure, but on the pamphlet, you will have all the breakdowns, might be 2-3 pages you have in the box of the medicine. They're telling you this chemistry of the whole medicine, not of the whole drug. So it comes with it under its name. So if you read any word of the Holy Quran, all the package with it has to come. secret that never ends, flowing. So when you read it, you will get the reward of what you read with all the package with it. And that cannot be described. So Imam Shafi'i, what he used to say, he said, if one is being given the reward of one word of Holy Quran, one word, or one letter of Holy Quran, if you give it to someone that he is in hellfire, if you sacrifice from yourself and say, oh, Ya Rabbi, I am giving this to my father, for example, or my ancestor, or my grandfather, that he was not doing good in dunya, I am giving him that reward that you're giving me to him. If you give it to one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull that person from hellfire into paradise. One word. Not two. Said, لو أعطي ثواب كلمة واحدة لأهالي النيران السبعة الذي بين طبقاتها مسيرة 70 سنة يصيرهم من أهل الجنة. If you give one word to those who are being punished from Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there are people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they will go with Shafa'atul Nabi. But if someone is not, you give him the benefit of this word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although they are in the bottom of hellfire, Allah will take them to highest level in paradise because of the barakah of the words of Holy Quran. It will reach them. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite Yasin on your deceased people. Yasin ala mawtakum. Recite Yasin on the deceased people, because the barakah of Surah Yasin, it is the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Allah is giving an oath by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Innaka lamina al mursaleen. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely you are my messenger. So that barakah of Holy Quran, that's why don't keep the Holy Quran on the shelf. Or else in the day of judgment, it will come against you and say, Ya Rabbi, this one did not read me. People today are putting it like decoration in the on the shelves. It's not all of us, we are doing that. I'm not saying me, I'm not doing this. All of us, look, they're sitting on the shelves there. And no one, it might be like that since 1 month, 2 months, still I'm seeing it the same. It's not being touched. Look there. Yeah. It's not being touched even. Because people, what they are, what they want, nothing. They are running after dunya. Alhamdulillah, this group, not everyone is running after dunya, but many people are running after akhir. That's why such meetings, such associations are highly recommended. Because it opens up some words, some secrets that our shuyukh has mentioned it to us, and it filled the heart. So this month is month of sacrifice. We have still 20 days, tomorrow is the 10th. Try to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sake of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to sacrifice any kind of bad characteristics, to throw it away. And say, Ya Rabbi, this month I'm not going to be angry. This is first one. And some people, if you have time, you can recite from 100 up to 1,000 Qul Huwallahu Ahad before you sleep, even 100 is okay, and from 100 to 1000 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatih. Now hadra or suhba? No answer. No, I think no one wants anything anymore. They want to go.